Blog Talk Radio. good evening, good evening. Good evening, class. This is April the 4th, 2019. I want to welcome you to Amazing Grace School of Ministry. This is our first class that we're having on trauma. Have anybody said in our spring session, and I welcome all of you that want to enroll to do so. We're going to have a good class, and certainly you will receive a session with you. You can certainly call me at 309-750-7585. And those of you that I have sent emails to, those emails for enrollment. Back to my email address, Carrie, PhD, at yahoo.com. Certainly fills out and send those to me via email or me at 3 8 well, you need more training. Certainly, you receive. We would be in some heavy subject. We're going to go through it. We're going to talk about it. And I'm going to even give examples of people that have experienced trauma and what we can do to walk through and deal with the symptoms and interventions. I said a little about it. Grace. And your faith and grace of discipleship to have made disciples of men. World with taking gospel to the individual, letting them know that you don't have to hold on to your hurts, your pains, your anxiety. But we here to provide services to you and certainly to assist you, to support you, need. And that's what Amazing Grace is here to do. Amazing Grace School of Ministry. We're here to teach, to train, to get you to understand why you function and do what you do, and give you an awareness of how our body, our emotional needs, our mental needs, our spiritual needs, and certainly to be able to deal in this last and evil day. You've got to be to fight the good fight of faith. But if you don't understand, the Bible says that my people perish because of a lack of knowledge. And certainly the more knowledge we get about who we are and how God made us, then we certainly can become equipped to fight those challenges that life throws our way. And life will throw some challenges. So let's into this topic, shall we? So, again, we are addressing trauma and the effects. Now, this of traumatizing events that are occurring, we will define what trauma is, and when we look at the physical, psychological, and the emotional wounds through biblical eyes. So we're going to look at how it affects our abilities to function after we've been exposed to trauma. We're going to define trauma as a physical and psychological and emotional wound. We're going to apply scriptural basis to let you see that there is nothing under this in this current world or this this life or problems that we're facing that the Bible does not address it. And we're multiple scriptures, two off the back that I have is Psalms 109 and 22, and these are the King James Version. It says, "For I am poor and needy, and my heart is wounded within me." And certainly, once you're traumatized, your heart is wounded. Your mental and your cognitive state is changed, and you have to develop a whole different pattern of way, patterns and ways of functioning. Lamentations, chapter 3, verses 19 through 20 read, "Remembering my affliction and my misery, who has been still my soul and is so there's an outline emotional trauma dealing with relationship between childhood, emotional trauma and the development of the individual. Going to talk about how trauma inhabits the ability of a child's ability. Going to talk about the impact of trauma. Aspects of trauma. We're going to talk about that. So we're going to deal, this class is considered, or the effects, or you can also call it intro to trauma. All right. So after you get with this class, to deal effectively and help others and be a little bit more patient with others that are going through traumatic events. So let's go over the syllabus, shall we? Amazing Grace School of Ministry, Christian Slim. Always start Hebrews 4:12 for things. And Paul, even in the writing of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart. Neither is there any creature that is not manifest in its sight, but often the naked open unto the eyes of him in any books. I'm going to give you the things that you need to use in class. So all handouts will be given to you at least a week before the class time, and any readings or anything that I want you to do, I will let you know prior to class. So you definitely need your Bible for this course. So now the course objectives. The objectives of the Christian Empowerment Counseling courses are, 1, individuals will be able to define trauma and its impact on children, including the neurobiological, also learn to identify brain structure, how it functions, and how the brain is impacted by emotional trauma. Students will learn to childhood trauma produces developmental issues in grown adults and us. The students will understand the basic principles of treating traumatized individuals as children and will be able to understand the physical reactions, emotional reactions, and the psychological reactions. The students will gain basic knowledge of helpful coping strategies to help individuals deal with the effects of trauma and be able to be equipped to apply basic therapies for trauma recovery in ministry, period. Ain't trying to make any counselors, ain't trying to say that you are coaches. What we're doing is helping the body of Christ be able to be better equipped in dealing with the ailments and dealing with people that have been exposed to trauma. And certainly as we continue to live in this world, we can see that trauma affects all of us and everybody that is living and it continues to live can say that I have had an experience with dealing with trauma. And we certainly are going to deal with that. So the course goes to equip the student with the tools necessary to assist the church/community with understanding of biblical gifts, attitudes, values, and or perceptions, period. To challenge the student to develop basic soul care skills to be effective in change. We are the change givers. We are the only book that the world can see. And we have got to be effective in ministry and drawing souls into the kingdom. One of the ways to draw people into the kingdom is be able to help them through their trials and tribulations. And this course is to help you be able to help them through their trials and tribulations. To assist the student with obtaining compassionate skills that are disciplined, effective, non-judgmental, respectful, deliberate, apathetic, and skilled. We've got to be compassionate. We've got to be empathetic. We've got to hold their hand, and we've got to be able to pray and understand what they're dealing with. Okay? So now, here's the class schedule. Tonight is the first night. It's going to be a little bit earlier. We're going to get off the phone a little bit earlier. But lecture time is 1 hour, so we go from 7 to 8 o'clock. I open up the lines for individual discussion. The time that this class is booked for is from 7 to 9. So radio time, I have radio time from 7 to 9, but unless you just have a deep discussion or I have a lengthier lecture than normal, then we will always get out earlier. But the time, air time, is from 7 to 9, but we usually get out 30 minutes earlier. So on your syllabus, it will say April the 4th, 2019, it says from 7 p.m. to 8:30 p.m., but tonight we were in early, about 8 o'clock, because what I'm going to do is just briefly talk about the process and get into the real stuff for next week. So today, registration, introduction, and discussion, materials I mailed out on the Monday prior to next class. the class schedule. The next class will be April the 11th, 2019, from 7 to 8:30. We will have class discussion. We will get into the class. We will get into trauma. We will be dealing with that. And as soon as I get through with the syllabus, we're going to go in a little more depth of the outline of classes. So April the 18th, I want you to pay close attention to. It says tests, we have a class discussion. Tests will be mailed on the 15th and due by mail or email on April the 22nd. So you have a class. The classes will be emailed out to you, and then they are open book tests. So basically, you hear this lecture, you go back after hearing. I've got a lecture, and certainly what I like about Blog Talk Radio is the fact that even now as I'm doing this on air, you can always go back and hear the class. So it's there. It's there for you. You can log into it. If you miss a class, that's okay. That's okay. That's okay. Because you can always go back, and I'm going to tell you how to go back and listen to each class. So back to test. So on the 18th, we will have discussion, and as that discussion, you will have that test. They are open book tests. So in essence, whatever I discuss on the 18th will be on that test that I sent out prior. I'm going to say that again. The test that I send out on the 15th, my lecture will include that test material. Okay? So I'm lecturing on the 18th. I'm giving you the test prior to. So if you listen to my lesson, you can pick up the answers to the test. Because that test needs to be to me by April the 22nd, 2019. And certainly you can email those to me, and my email address is in the syllabus. Okay? So then after that, our next class is April the 25th, 2019. Again, classes from 7 to 8:30. Unless I get long-winded and go to 8 o'clock or go to 9 o'clock, but I don't think I am. And we will be in class discussion. So on the first week of May the 9th, we will not have a class, but I will give you a written assignment, and I will get that information to you before April the 24th. Then we come back to class on April the 25th. I will get that information on a written exam or the written assignment prior to April the 25th. Now, the next class will be May the 9th, 2019, and that class will go from 7 p.m. again to 8:30. Now, look out, because I'm going to mail you a test. I'm going to mail you a test. Tests will be mailed out on May 6th, and the test is due back on April the 13th. But again, as I stated before, I will have information on lecture on May the 9th. Questions on the test, you can answer, or you will have those answers on May the 9th. So, again, I give you the test prior to the lecture so you can have the material, and also you will have the information that I'm talking about also in articles, any books that I feel you could probably pick up at the library. I will let you know before that, or even try to get you the information so that you can have it. Okay. Where was I? So now We're going to May the 16th, which, again, will be class discussion, and then our next class will be May the 23rd. Now, we're getting close to the end of our session. So between today and May 30th, May 30th is actually the end of class. So everything has to be in, all assignments, all tests, all quizzes, all information that I've asked, or all written assignments, have to be in by the 30th in order for me to generate your certificates. Okay, so May the 23rd, 2019, classes will be from 7 to 9 p.m., and I probably will go all the way to that class time. You will receive your last quiz, and that will be emailed out on the 24th, 2019, and that needs to be due by the 29th. I need to have all information by the 29th, and certainly I made a typo. I got 5/30/2018. That's wrong. It's 5/30/2019. So please make that correction. So in order for me to generate those certificates, I must have all information in. Okay? So the course requirements and grading procedures. Classes will be conducted on Blog Talk Radio. Call-in number is area code 213-943-3799. The hours of class is from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. However, class will end earlier than 9 p.m. on the assigned dates. The host is Will Thou Be Made Whole, and the title is Amazing Grace School of Ministry. Amazing Grace School of Ministry. That is the title. Amazing Grace School of Ministry. So the host, log in or log on to, I'm getting ahead of myself, but that is the host. But all you need to do for class time is to call in and call that number. Now, for some reason that you missed the class or you didn't hear this lecture, then you can go back and log into Blog Talk Radio, and you can look up the host, Will Thou Be Made Whole. And under the host, you then look up this program, which is Amazing Grace School of Ministry, AMAZEN, Grace School of Ministry, and you can find a blog for April 4, 2019. And certainly I will encourage you, and this is only for my current students, if you want to listen to previous blogs and listen to all those blogs, then certainly I will give you a discount from registration. Okay? So if you do that, then if you want to say, well, I want to listen, or I want to go back and listen to your previous shows, then we can work that out as well. Just give me a call at 309-750-7584. This is the second class on Blog Talk Radio. The first class that we dealt with is personality traits, personality disorders, and defense mechanisms. And certainly we talk from a biblical and a Christian perspective, perceptive so that you can understand how secular blends with Christianity and the Bible, and how that you can bring the Bible in application to our personalities and the way we function and the way we made and how we see the world around us. Okay, so finishing up the course requirements and grading procedures. Number two, students must complete and pass all tests with a grade of 70 or better. Okay, so you got to pass the course in order for me to give you a certificate. This course is, it generates 6 CEUs that you can take to any employer. You can take to any school to say that I am continuing my education in my field of study. Okay? Students must contribute to the class assignments, class reviews, and discussion of the course. Will also be in the favor of the students' grades. So, in essence, Dr. Carey, what are you saying? I'm saying when I open up the line for you to have questions, then you need to have some questions. You need to be able to discuss the topic. You need to be able to form an opinion and be able to give adequate information or not give, but be able to articulate what you have learned, and if you haven't, then say, Dr. Carey, can you explain it just a little bit better, a little bit more, because I don't quite understand and I don't quite get it. And that's okay, because I'm here to teach. I'm here to give you the information that I have, that God has given me, to give it to you so that you can be a soldier of the cross and that you can feel like you can minister to the body and you be not ashamed of the gospel. And that's what I'm here to do, to give the gospel openly and to break it down where you can understand it. Okay? So, now, to this last part. This last part is extremely important. For questions or concerns regarding the lessons, feel free to contact me, the instructor, Dr. Carey, at 309-750-7584. Now, you can mail any test to P.O. Box 438-411, Chicago, Illinois, 60643. You can also email me at Dr. Carey, PhD, at yahoo.com. Again, for any questions that you have regarding any of the information that I'm talking about, you certainly can give me a call at 708-7584, and I will respond to your questions. If you want to mail the test, if you want to mail the written assignment, you can do so at P.O. Box 438-411, Chicago, Illinois, 60643. If you want to email me the information, Dr. Carey, PhD, at yahoo.com is my email address. So, with that being said, I want to give you an outline of what we're going to be doing. So, like I said, this is going to be an introduction to trauma. We're going to talk about the effects of trauma on the lifespan of development. One, A, we're going to understand stress, your brain, and your body. Two, the background, we're going to deal with the background of crisis intervention. Then two, we're going to understand the following. You got to understand the following. A, one, acute stress disorder. Two, post-traumatic stress disorder. C, complex stress disorder. D, dissociation and its relevance. Three, the neurobiological of childhood, the neurobiology. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. The neurobiology of childhood. So in that area, we're going to talk about the trauma, how it affects the brain. We're going to talk about how the brain affects the way the brain operates, the plasticity of the brain. We're going to talk about the impact of trauma on children. We're going to talk about the various traumatizations, the types, various ones. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about the factors that impact childhood trauma, the basic understanding of the biological effects of the trauma, chemical displacement, social response, brain hemispheres, the impact of early trauma, and the maladaptivity. Okay. And we're going to lastly end up with talking about the, implementing psychological and spiritual interventions. One, I want to make this disclaimer, you're not going to be a therapist, you're not going to be a clinician once you get through with this course, but you will be able to understand trauma and its effects. So you're going to be aware of the symptoms of trauma. You're going to understand why a person that's been raped or a person that has been exposed to natural disasters may have flashbacks. So we're going to talk about that. You're going to also understand the role of the church and how important our role is to helping individuals who have been traumatized. And we're going to talk about good interventions versus good results, okay, and how to respond to principles. All righty. All right, that's what we're going to deal with. Amen, amen. So, I'm going to start off real quickly since we still got time. And I want to talk about what trauma is. First of all, we're going to define it. If anybody listen to my blog, I have a blog talk radio show that comes on every Saturday morning at 9 o'clock. And if you say, Dr. Carey, you want some more information to that, I give me a call at 309-750-7584. I don't charge a registration fee for that class or for that talk. But one of the courses that I did, or one of the topics on last month in March, can you believe that we are in April and March has just got away from us? Boy, time is flying. But I did a series about God's power to help hurting people. And one of the topics that the Lord laid upon my heart to deal with is surviving trauma, surviving trauma. So in some of the scriptures that I used that I'm going to read today was Isaiah 61, 1 through 6. And I'm going to just go through the first three verses of that. And it reads, "The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has appointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted and to proclaim liberty to the captives and the opening of the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn and to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for the mourning, and the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified." So when you look at that, we're called to proclaim liberty to those that are bound, to those that are bent over. We're sent to the brokenhearted. And one of the things that happens when a person has experienced something in their lives, some injury to their life, and trauma is defined as, as a physical, physiological, or emotional wound. So when you have experienced injury to your physical being, injury to your mental being, injury to your emotional being. Trauma hits sociologically and spiritually. So it hits all areas of the individual's life. It's an external something that occurs. It's an external injury that happens. Whether it be rape, whether it be natural disasters, and we're going to talk about some various basic traumas, that results into external or internal impairment. So an external something happened, whether it's external, withholding of external stimulant, but it's some injury that has happened to you that now causes you to respond to that injury. So it is an internal impairment. So it impairs you. It stops you from functioning from your normal day activities. At one point, you would get up, you go to work, you come home, you go to the grocery store. Now, that injury has caused you to be impaired. That impairment prevents you from going to work. It prevents you from your normal activities. You are no longer able to function as you normally did. So, some basic traumas. So, disaster can be natural, but it can be caused by humans. Disasters include human caused events such as terror attacks, natural disasters like floods, and so storms, when you get those big storms that just eliminate the whole town, you see on the news where they've had a flood and it just wiped out the whole city, the whole area. Well, that's a natural disaster, and that is a trauma. So you have those, and we're going to talk about there is a mental health reaction after a disaster, and we have a fact sheet, and I'm not going to go through that fact sheet today, but next week we're going to take up the fact sheet when we deal with trauma, okay? So when we look at trauma and we look at the injury and we look at the various types of trauma, you have trauma caused by abuse, the effects of childhood abuse, the effects of domestic violence, sexual assault, all of those are abuse which causes trauma. So child sexual abuse is an interaction between a child and an adult or another child in which a child is used for sexual stimulation of the perpetrator or an observer. Sexual abuse can include both touching and non-touching behavior. Touching behavior may involve touching the various personal areas of that child, vagina, penis, breast, or buttocks, or genital contact or sexual intercourse. Non-touching behavior can include trying to look at the child's naked body, voyeurism, exhibitionism, exposing the child to porn. So then you have male sexual trauma as well. You have sexual abuse includes unwanted touching, sexual exposure, pornography, sexual harassment, incest, child assault and rape, prostitution. Assault includes touching, oral, and anal rape. So you have sexual assault against women. Again, the same things occurring. So these are the various types of abuse. These are sexual type in nature. You have military sexual trauma. Military sexual trauma is now a common practice in the military. You have women raped in war zones. So you've got all kinds of traumas happening now in our society. You got violence. Violence is trauma. So violence, when you look at the act of violence and terrorism, you see war, you see the various shootings, you see the shootings just not too long ago, you see the accidents, even to the state troopers on the expressway. All of these are traumatic events. All of these and the accident is just an accident. It could kind of, it's just a disaster. That's more the category of disaster, but still it's a traumatic event, especially to those that might have witnessed it, and certainly just hearing it on the news. And we're going to talk about post-traumatic stress disorder and those other types of stressors for next week, because it's important to understand the types of stress, especially when you're looking at it on the news and what you're looking at. So those are some stress events. I want to talk about some more. So then we got terrorism. So then you got Bin Laden and all of them. That's the suicide bomber who's going to various cities and bombing people in Israel and Syria. So those are terrorism. And certainly they are terrorism impact people around the world, certainly. And certainly there is traumatic stress effects of trauma. So we have that. Sudden traumatic events or disaster can lead to injury, death, or psychological distress. All right. So the act of violence and terrorism or even wars. You know, when we look at trauma and we look at veterans, and I'm going into another area now, and that's a type of trauma is war. You have the various soldiers that have come back, and when you look at post-traumatic stress disorder, it is first discovered when soldiers will start coming back from Vietnam. And when they came back from Vietnam, they were having some reactions to what they had gone through over in Vietnam. And that's where the mental health professionals started looking at post-traumatic stress or stress disorders. And when you look at post-traumatic, it has traumatic in it because the events that they have gone through was so the stimuli was so effective, was so life-changing until when they came back from that experience, then they had a reaction that continued to function, or they still had to deal with even outside the war. And that's how trauma deals with you, or how it affects you. So, for example, a soldier coming back from Vietnam may hear a car backfire, and all of a sudden he falls to the ground because he's reliving the fire or being under fire as a soldier of war, having to hide, having to be in fields shooting the enemy. So now coming back to reality, their reality or their normal is no longer normal, and that's how trauma affects you. Your normal is no longer normal. Okay? So we're going to talk about, let me go into, I'm going to, let's see, do I still have time? I got 6 whole minutes. So, all right, let's get into this, though, real physically. That's treatment. Okay, we deal with post-traumatic stress disorder, and I'm going to see if I can really cling to this right quick before I end class. Now I'm going to read this, and then I get into that next time. I want to go back. A traumatic event, however experienced, can attach itself to the psyche, creating an emotional sinkhole of anxiety where logic and reality disappears. Now, this is from an article that I read from Christian Counseling Today. And basically, it talks about terror and the various effects and the percentage of trauma that has occurred to really kind of create anxiety. Terrorism is not the only thing we are afraid of. The list is extensive. In the Chaplin University Survey of American Fear in 2015, respondents were asked to identify situations of which they were afraid or very afraid. And the last thing on my blog, actually, we talked about, not the last thing, but I also talked about fear. And when you look at trauma, that external stimuli or the response to that stimuli creates anxiety and it creates fear. Wounds, and I talked about those past wounds, and trauma creates fear. It creates fear. It can paralyze. It keeps you from acting normal. So in this study, these people have very or little or no control, and these things have created a fear. And certainly when you look at traumatic events and traumatic situations, there's a period of fear, terrorism attack, and this was things that people were afraid of, 44.4%. Biowarfare, 40.9%. War, 36.5%. Panic, 34.4%. Nuclear attack, 33.6%. Global warming, 30.7%. Earthquake, 26.7%. Flood, 26.5%. Hurricane, 26.4%. Mass shooting, 16.4%. And I imagine they have gone up since 2015. And this data was dealt in 2015. And I know it's gone up because of the things that we have gone and are going through today. So we're going to deal with that. Let me give you some more information. I got still got a little bit more time. This is all when we look at trauma and we look at dealing with it. Certainly, we've got to understand it's out there. Our body responds to it. It's commonplace to respond to it, but we don't have to stay there. Praise the Lord. God has given us better. God has given us better methods. God has given us the equipment to deal effectively with trauma. So when we look at terrorism, the headlines and the stories, the acts of violence in schools and churches and neighborhoods, shopping malls, and even in movies, theaters, on the bus, on the train station. So the entire world, lives with a near constant state of hypervigilance and anxiety fueled with fear. Fears that keep us thinking about the next mass killing or senseless cowardice acts and violence, whether it's a suicide bomber or a man killing his wife and taking others, innocent victims with him, nonstop 24 hours. The circle keeps going. So we have all that. So the trigger of loss of life, it plays out with aftermath on our streets, in Las Vegas, in Aurora, in every place, but God is still in control. God is still here to help, to deal, and to give us the tools needed that we don't have to live in fear, because he's still yet in control and he's still fighting our battles for us. Amen. I can hear y'all out there. Amen. So, what we've done today. So, today we have defined trauma. We've talked about the types or the basic traumas that we are facing today. We've also gone over the syllabus and registration. So next week, we're going to go further into trauma. We're going to talk about the brain, the structure of the brain, how trauma affects it. But we're going to talk about the various disorders, acute stress disorder, post-traumatic stress disorder. I've mentioned it a couple of times, but we're going to talk about the symptoms. We're going to talk about what exactly it is and the symptoms and what you need to look at. And then if we have enough time, we're going to go into the brain structure. That being said, I'm going to open up the line for any questions. And if there be no questions, then it is 8 o'clock. We're going to move on, and I'm going to see you on next week. Okay, I have one question, and I want to just deal with that. I want someone, what are the common stress reactions in the wake of disaster? So there are some common reactions to a disaster, okay? And one, it can be an emotional reaction, which is shock, fear, grief, anger, guilt, shame, feeling of hopelessness, feeling numb, or sadness. Two, it can be a cognitive reaction, which is confusion, indecision, worry, shortened attention span, trouble concentrating. It can be third, a physical reaction, which is tension, fatigue, insomnia, body aches, or pain, startle, you get startled easily, you got a racing heartbeat, nausea, you have a change in appetite, and even a change in sex drive, and lastly, interpersonal reaction. So now you distrusting of people, conflicts, withdrawal, you have work or school problems, irritability, loss of intimacy, or feeling rejected or abandoned. So, and then there are some more severe reactions to a disaster is stress reactions to the various disasters. You know, when your home is lost or when you've been displaced, you don't know what the future will hold, there's tension, there's stress, and you can be even some more severe reactions would be intrusive, re-experiencing the trauma, re-experiencing the horrifying memories, nightmares, flashbacks, extreme emotional numbness. You're just numb. I'm just numb. The inability to feel or unable to feel, extreme attempts to avoid disturbing memories such as through substance use, abusing substance now, hyper arousal, panic attacks, rage, extreme irritability, intense agitation, violence, severe anxiety, debilitating worry, extreme helplessness, compulsions or obsessions, severe depression, loss of the ability to feel hope, pleasure, or interest, feeling worthless, and even suicidal ideations and attempts. Dissociation also. Fragmented thoughts. Unaware of your surroundings. And even amnesia. So those are some basic, first was basic reactions to severe, to disasters. The last ones I quoted were severe reactions to disasters. So, and those are the things to remember. Now, another thing here says, which individuals are at risk for severe stress response? Some individuals have a higher than typical risk for severe stress response and lasting PTSD, influencing them with a history of trauma and stress. So severe exposure to disaster, especially injury. Survivor characteristics, female gender. If an adult survivor has being the age of 40 to 60, being an ethnic minority, low socioeconomic status, and pre-disaster psychiatric history. So these are some risks. Factors for a person reacting severely to disaster. Family context. An adult survivor having children in the home. If a female, the presence of a spouse. If a child, the presence of the parental distress. Significantly distressed family members, interpersonal conflicts or lack of support in the home. So you have these various things that will also increase traumatic and stress and reactions to disasters and various things that has occurred. And actually, the lack of resources, the lack of coping will also help to react or severe reactions to disaster. And that's the ability to cope or to feel weak or to not feel like you have any resources that you can fall back on. Okay, so I hope that information is helpful. With that being said, on next week, we're going to go into understanding acute stress disorder, post-traumatic stress disorder, complex trauma stress disorder, and disassociation and its relevance to traumatic. And then we're going to go into the brain and the makeup. So, again, this is our first class. Please invite somebody on. If you don't have the money, if you say Dr. Carey, if you text me and say, Dr. Carey, I don't have the registration fee right now, don't worry about it, because I want you to learn the material. And in learning the material, I want you to be blessed. So please See me on next week. Come, listen, and so that you can have the tools needed to fight the enemy on all levels. We are, and I want to leave you with this. Let me pray. God has not given us this. God has given us the power and a sound mind. And certainly he has anointed us to preach good tidings, and we want to break those that are bound, those that are tied up, those that can't help themselves. We want to cry loud and spare not. So let us go into prayer. Father God, I thank you for this opportunity where we can come to you and get this word out. We're talking about trauma. We're talking about the effects of trauma. We're addressing trauma in every way. God bless us, God, in the name of Jesus. Every student, each and every one, God. God, give me the ability to make this information plain, Father God. You know the need, Father God. We speak healing and deliverance, God, to everyone that will listen to this blog, Father God, on trauma, God. I pray even now, God, that you'll open up the windows of heaven and pour them out a blessing, heal, deliver, and set free, God. We speak healing. We speak deliverance. God, Father God, give them the wisdom and give me the wisdom. Open up my understanding. Open up my mouth and my understanding and my will and my language to give this material that you have poured into me, poured out to your people, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Again, I want to thank each and every one of you that have signed on. I will see you on next week for another exciting class. God bless.